الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Just a few interesting points to encourage us all. In this week I had to phone one of our friends about 11:30 in the morning. When I phoned, he was busy with namaz. This gave us so much of great joy and enjoyment that namaz is just duha. We are all perhaps very weak in just namaz. We are all very occupied. But mashallah, he's busy with namaz at that time. Then afterwards I spoke to him. So he says his son is becoming hafid. So 4:30 in the morning he goes away to the masjid. Tahajjud, everything till ishraq time. Mashallah. How happy, just inspiration for me, for inspiration for all of us. And every day between Asr and Maghrib he spends in the masjid. And on the Friday, Thursday night, from Asr till Isha, he spends in the masjid. So these, Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. And so Allah Ta'ala increase us. One other friend of ours talking, he said, I've increased my Durood Sharif to now 1,000 times a day. So Allah give us also tawfiq. And if it's possible for them, also working people earning their rosy also, and doing this. And all this is just the himmat. When a person, he feels, he fears from before, no, this is not for me, I can't do this. Then we become weak. Allah gave us a heart, and the heart is very strong, powerful. Use it. And then see that how Allah will make the lives of the Sahaba. Maulana was explaining the lives of our Akabir. What they accomplished, what they achieved, just with a strong heart. And everyone's heart is strong, Allah made it. So, and on top of that, we as mu'mineen, inshallah, Allah accept our iman. Iman filled in that heart, oh, that changes. We say, Salahuddin Ayyubi Rahmatullah Ali. People are not from the Sahaba, later times. What great feats, great Khalid ibn Walid, Allahu Akbar, unbelievable. Really, it is like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. These are like fantasies according to us. But what people of iman they were. Then mashallah, Allah reward Maulana Muhammad. Master, he brought 70 or so over. How many, mashallah, whole kafla, whole bus. In this time, yeah, it is cold. Mufti Yusuf came with his whole kafla. Mashallah, Allah accept. And this like is more than blood coming in the body. When a person needs blood, his blood went down. Then he's weak, he's feeling pains in his body. When blood comes, he feels strong again. So Allah increase us all in our iman, in our Islam. And make us really, as Maulana explained, and Hazrat's beautiful ash'ar, object of life is the akhirat. This dunya is temporary. So Allah Ta'ala let us realize these things and prepare for our eternal life of the akhirat. Dunya is baqadri muqaddar. How much Allah is fixed, no matter what degrees you have, no matter how much effort you make, how much Allah is written for you, you'll only get so much. And deen baqadri mashaqqat. And deen will come in our lives, how much mujahada we make, how much effort we make. And our whole effort normally is for dunya. For deen, what we can manage, what comes our way. What is in our share, Maghrib sometimes Isha also, sometimes some other namaz. What is in our share that we do? No, for deen we must make, that is the object. Dunya, whatever comes our way. What Allah has meant for us, that is all right. If we just get that attitude, and Allah won't deprive anyone. And Allah will give that rosy, what great enjoyment a person will enjoy then. Just make the direction of the heart, Allah give us all tawfiq, make it correct, turn it towards Allah Ta'ala. So we are in this Mubarak month, the last month now. Who of us know whether we'll see even the end of this namaz, our zuhar, even this bayan. Anytime Allah can take anyone. And we are seeing it happening now. A person was hale and healthy, nothing wrong. Little bit sick, next year, making mashwara where they must go hospital, next year, announcement of his janazah. It's happening so. So this should be, if this is not opening our eyes, what's going to open our eyes? And that person, he might have made so much effort for dunya, he's got so much dunya. What did he take with him? What is gone in his qabr? This should open our eyes. The real life is the life of akhirat. to please the people, we are getting worried what people will say, that you are being irresponsible, that you are a murderer, that you are committing suicide, all those things. So what Allah has said for us, we're not worried of that. And what we're going to face in the qabr, that is what we have to worry about. Allah give us tawfiq. So anyway, these are very great and honorable months that we are passing. 2 months ago, Zulqa'dah we passed, Zulhijjah, and now Muharram. These are very special months, sacred months. And then 5 months from now, Rajab, which is 1 month separate. And Allah, in His wisdom, and who can reach the wisdom of Allah? Allah made it that 1 month there separate, and another 3 months together here. But after Rajab comes the month of Sha'ban, a great month, the month of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then comes the month of Ramadan, what to say about Ramadan, Shahrul Ramadan, what to say of this month. Then Shawwal comes in between, and then again Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram. All these great, great occasions, this is really the most of the season. And we are now at the tail end of it, this month of Muharram. So these months, they are very sacred and very honorable by Allah Ta'ala. The ibadat, the worship of Allah, the ibadat of Allah in these months. Otherwise, normally also, Allah's ibadat is so great. We all have heard many times during the first 10 days of Zulhijjah from the ulama, even before that, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah said, the most Allah loves His ibadat is during these days. In the whole year, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, Allah loves His ibadat the most. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, not even jihad in the path of Allah. And jihad, we all know, it is the height of Islam, jihad. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, not even jihad. Besides that person who goes and he gives his life, all his money he spends, everything, that only can equal the ibadah. So the ibadah of Allah is so valuable during those days. Then there is one other riwayat that not only in the 10 days but in the whole year, a person who goes in the path of Allah makes jihad, his sword breaks also. And then his whole body is covered with blood also. But more virtuous than that is the dhikr of Allah, the ibadat of Allah. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi elaborated on this point that namaz is the greatest ibadat of all our ibadat, all acquiring knowledge, making effort in jihad, in jamaat, in all these things, whatever line they are, this khanqa line, everything, the object is the ibadat of Allah. To engage in that. And the height of ibadat is namaz. Namaz is the greatest ibadat. So Hazrat Shaykh has explained that namaz and all the dalail Hazrat has given, that this is the most valuable thing. So during this month, these things become much more valuable, much more greater. Now, all the other months also had the great, great virtues. The month of Muharram, which we are in, each day's roza, the first 10 days also have got great value. And another thing, which unfortunately also overtakes us, many people, seeing the virtues, they went over the limit, and they fell into bid'at. Like we know the Shias, the Barelwis at this time, the matam they make of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which is totally irrelevant. But how shaitan works, that this is the ibadat of this time. This 10 days, great ibadat you must do that. The taziyas which they take out, etc. All these wrong things that they do. Then another group went to the opposite extent, that we do nothing whatsoever. And the middle group are the group of the ulama of Dioban, where they kept everything in their limit and took the full benefit. So much so that I remember many places to explain the virtues of Durood Sharif and tell all to read Durood. Nobody is reading. We think like that also is a bidat, that to do, because other people went over the limit on that side. They standing and reading Salami, etc. And we feel now to read Durood is a bidat, na'uzu billah. But the ulama is Jehovah, and we can't make enough shukr Allah made us and connected us with ulama Idioban. They kept everything in their limit. So during these days, these are very valuable days. Each day's roza of Muharram has got the value of 1 month's roza. So if we keep the 30 roza, 30 months we kept roza. And then the Ashura, that expiates all the gunas of 1 year. The past year, all gunas are forgiven. And the day of Ashura, the reward of that roza is 1 year's roza. So we should try and avail ourselves. Normally what shaitan puts is nafil. If you want to, you keep it. And some of us, like with audacity, nafil we don't do. We are people of farais. The farais. We only see to the farais, all to the basics only. All this nafil is for other people. Who are those other people? Shaitan's going to come and do it. The Jews going to come into it, Christians going to do it, who's going to do the others? That is for us to do. And the more we get knowledge of Deen, the more we become lax. Whereas the more we get the knowledge of Deen, the more we must become pavan. So these are very, very valuable days. So all these farais and all these nawafil, Ashura, ulama have written to keep 9 and 10, or 10 and 11, or 9, 10 and 11, all three are mustahab. But just to keep 10th alone is makruh, unless there is a valid reason for that. Otherwise it is makruh. So we should, and that also again, we should take the reason which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam gave. The first thing, that the rozas, he found the Jews were keeping rozas. So he saw, why they keeping? To make shukr to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. That Allah gave them salvation from Fir'aun. Allah Ta'ala destroyed the enemy on that day, so in shukr. So we also, Allah give us tawfiq, whenever some ni'mat comes, and the real ni'mats are the ni'mats of deen. Dunya's ni'mats are also ni'mats. We got an extra shop, alhamdulillah. My son got married, my daughter, which part of deen also, but we take it more as dunya. Well, whatever ni'mat comes to us, try to keep rozas also for that. And for difficulties that come upon us, at the moment we know the condition of the ummah, of the world. We are hearing of fires which are blazing where and where in the world, causing havoc, floods which are coming. We are worried of the looting. Allah, preserve us, protect us. But those people whose shops and houses, the water is gone right till the roof, over the roof also. What is left there? Everything, where must they find refuge? The sandstorms that are taking place, the droughts that are taking place, the floods, and how toys we see, what are the cars, which Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in his bayan told, till we don't realize our fleshy motor cars are just like toys, like little children. And you see this with the wind blowing them. And with the water for just making them, all that, what is left of all that? So Allah Ta'ala, let us realize. So with all this, turn back to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So for Allah's ni'mats, make shukr. For difficulties that make shukr, keep rozas also. For difficulties that come, keep rozas for difficulties that Allah, by the barakat of these rozas, and this is a great form of mannat also, that because of this problem, that problem, I'll keep so many rozas. I will keep so many rozas. Today that is gone out of us. Today for anything, we say make dua, and we don't make dua. We say all are making dua. How much dua I made? How much more dua must I make? But if you analyze, we didn't make dua. We haven't got a slot for dua also. In our 24 hours, we haven't even got a slot for dua. But we're feeling we are making dua. We're just in the air. Like so many things which are in the air, but there's no reality to it. So just like that, this also is just in the air that we are making dua. But there's no reality. We are not making the dua. So anyway, so shukr, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, make ask ourselves, how many ni'mats we are enjoying, when last or whenever did I make 2 rakats of salatu shukr? What ni'mats am I not enjoying? How many of Allah's ni'mats? When last did I make 2 rakats of salatu shukr? When last did I make 2 rakats of salatu al-hajah? We know all the conditions everywhere. Sahaba's condition, any difficulty, shukr namaz. Salatul Hajj they should make. Istikhara namaz they should make. So these namazes, we don't make our normal namazes, we are not completing. Where are we going to be doing all these namazes? And the month of Ramadan, we all say is a month of ibadat. But then we cut our ibadat heavily. We cut it down heavily. Isha, 17 rakats, 20 rakats, Tarawih. Allah was so kind. He increased it. He namat of Allah Ta'ala. We cut it down. And we, how much we make of our ibadat in Ramadan? Every day, Zuhar, 12 rakats. That also we cut down. Jumma came, Allah says, no, my banda special. Increase it, 14 rakats. How many of us make 14 rakats? We cut it down. We should appreciate Allah is giving us the gift. If a father is dishing out something to his children, and he says that, now I'm more happy, I'm giving you extra, and we don't take the extra. He says, just wait a minute, I'm just going to the room to bring some more money. And we say, no, I'm in a hurry, and we sit in our car. Who will say no? And we know that he gives, and he really gives when he gives. And Allah's giving, but we cut it down. So shukr also. And then the ibadat, keeping rozas also. Then another very great important lesson that we should learn from here, which is very, very important for us, very essential, is this, imitating the non-Muslims, whoever they are, the West or the East. Old people, ancient people, present people, we got, whether it's Arabs, non-Arabs, we don't imitate anyone. One man, one Rasul, one Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Allah bring that into us. And we try to find the reality that all, and we must love Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love Allah more than ourselves also. What does that really mean? I'm sick, I've got a cough now, I'm sneezing, so by my love must be more, I still will go to the masjid. I will still go for my ibadah. Now, not just little bit, some sign, little bit, jump into bed. No, I'm sick now. Now I can't do this, I can't do that. No, the sad part is, with all what is happening, our shops we can still go to, offices we can go to, surgery we go to. But when it comes masjid, no, masjid I can't go. Why? My children say, no, daddy, you'll go masjid, you're going to get sick. We won't allow you to go masjid. Everywhere else you can go, but masjid you can't go. No, the love of Allah must be the greatest. It overcomes our own desires. Our desires even, we have a desire, overcome that also with the deen. So just imitating the non-believers, and this has reached now such such a gigantic, catastrophic levels that now in our schools, which we are all accepting, the Darwin theory of evolution is being taught across the board in the schools, but we just turn a blind eye, like it's not happening. Which is open kufr, which is being taught to our children. The Big Bang Theory, and now with all these other funny words also, we shouldn't even be taking all that names also in the park house of Allah, and such a Mubarak Majlis, and also that all the brothers who have come from where and where, how many ulama have come in this cold weather. This also we must make shukr to Allah, it's inspiration for us, the sacrifice, the young students have come. And Allah accept our students, and we see on one occasion, one time somebody was discussing, saying that till today there isn't an English tafsir of the Quran that has been written like the great tafsirs in Arabic, Urdu, other languages, Farsi. So I came out of, I say, these young boys we can see, inshallah, they are going to be those who will be writing these tafsirs. Allah has said, today we see, so how many young students have come, and they are also sacrificing, and we see our students, what great potential Allah has put in them also. Inshallah, sir, great, great ulama will be produced. Don't be afraid, even it's not a bleak future, it's a very bright future. With so many youngsters becoming hafiz, so many girls becoming hafiz, so much of deen, the other side is also there. But on the other side, there is great hope when we see our youngsters, what amount of deen, how many today girls have memorized Bukhari Sharif, boys are memorizing Bukhari Sharif. Other kitabs of hadith, they are memorizing. These things were unknown. Hifz has become so easy. And the quality of the hifz in every aspect, the tajweed, the recitation, the memorization, everything, how, what quality. So there are great hopes. Look at the mercy of Allah. A Muslim should never be negative. Whatever has happened now with the unrest and the looting, also don't even think of leaving the country. Don't even think of leaving my home and going to another province, nothing. Where I am, I just change our niyyat. That is all what is required. That I was living here for dunya, and now I'm living for deen. Our masajid, who are going to look after them if we're all going to go away? Our madaris, our qabristans, who are going to look after them. So we are here and we are going to stay here and be positive. And whatever happened to our businesses, I'm going to start in a small way. If you've got no support, nothing, just buy a few tomatoes, onions, potatoes and sell on the street corner. Many people like that, Allah made them tycoons. Which are in front of our eyes, we know of people, where Allah let them reach. We be positive and have himmat and courage. So let us move forward. So this imitation and all these terrible things, today we who are sitting here, Allah help us, Allah guide us. We thinking on the other side, that was our children there who are in the Darul Uloom, who are in the madrasas, who are becoming hafiz. But then those of our children who are going to private schools, who are going to missionary schools, we're getting reports, very, very frightening reports, that the girl says, I'm a lesbian. And she makes it known also. And she's got an illicit affair with a girl, with a non-Muslim girl. All these things which are happening. And don't let my parents know I come from a very good family. Parents will be, they will die if they have to come to know. So we don't know our own children, what is the condition. Our greatest asset is not our businesses. Our children are our greatest asset. But what time we got for our children? What they are outwardly in front of us, they are dressing properly Islamically. They are making namaz also. But what is lurking in their hearts? What is the kuffar and the enemy, shaitan, is also making his effort. The minute haq makes effort and the haq comes up, then shaitan also increases his efforts also. So he is also making effort. So be very conscious with our children and be very worried. And for that, we have been given all the effort also. And what du'as also, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. That du'a should be like a farz in our lives today. For our children, keep them in mind and make, and the du'as of parents for their children. Otherwise, frightening things, revelations of our children. That my child, in my house, and these things are happening. And shaitan will target all those people who are like more in deen, etc. also. But to ward off shaitan, inna kayda shaitani kana dha'ifa. Shaitan is very weak. He can't do much. But we just don't let down our guard. Don't let down our protection. And our du'as, our deen is our greatest protection. Whether it is this virus or anything, our deen is the greatest protection. And all the du'as that we have been taught, practice this du'as. So this imitation and this lifestyle of the non-Muslims, let us try and see. And with the new year, make tawbah also. And particular tawbah, let us see what was of this non-Muslims, their way of dressing, for example. Their way of life generally. Today our lives are like this. Our houses are like this. Our gardens are not are like this. The real thing now, where with all this happening, is to make our gardens full vegetable gardens. They become self-sufficient. But we are more worried about our lawns and our flowers and our roses and that. This is the time we have in the Soviet Union, the Muslims survived with their own. Everyone was self-sufficient. They had their own things. And if we even can go to the little bit more extent, they are presently, a doctor who keeps his own fowls and he keeps them until they are cleaned out, feeding them, etc. Then he slaughters and he eats them. A doctor is doing this. We can keep something little bit, one or two animals also. A goat, with the goat milk that we can. So we don't have to worry, we don't have to be dependent on anyone. We can be self-sufficient. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. And if we have the himmat and the courage, Allah will help us. A person who goes little bit towards Allah, Allah comes a great amount towards that person. Allah will protect us. And the most valuable thing is our iman. So this, at the moment, this imitation that there is, we should try and avoid that completely. Everyone's, and we all have got it in our lives. For example, this watches. There was a time when nobody wore watches. They weren't watches. Then watches were made, and if we can remember, it was the Zobo watch on the hand. And for men to wear bracelets, it's not permissible. How they got us to wear the bracelet? They put the watch with the bracelet. Now we are wearing that. We are wearing it for the watch sake. But in the meantime, they made us wear bracelets, for men to wear bracelets. Our Ustad, Abiz Abdul Rahman, Mia Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, when we were studying, his father, Haji Ibrahim Mia Sahab, very, very pious person had come. When he heard that Hafiz Sahab, and we know Hafiz Sahab, wali of Allah. What a wali of Allah. His watch used to ring for tahajjud. His father got angry on him. Why you need a watch to get up? There is no need for that. So Hafiz Sahab to explain, it's a watch. We just want to get up for tahajjud. We put the watch. But he, according to their level, even to get up for tahajjud, you don't need a watch. You must be that worried. Haji Imdadullah, Mahajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, when he used to sleep, put his legs pulled up, not stretched out. So his Khanim said, Hazrat, you are tired. He said, Bawla, stupid, what are you talking? We are not here in this world to sleep. You just catch a few wings and that, your sleep is over. Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, bed bugs used to bite. He said, this is Allah's alarm clock. When you really need the sleep, you won't even know the mosquitoes are there and the bed bugs are there. But when your sleep is now like finished, now you'll start feeling it. So they should get up and start ibadat. Allah give us all tawfiq. So, and make the hijrat. And hijrat from all what Allah has made haram. Let us take these lessons from this time. And the main thing, this imitation of all alien ways, Western way, modernist way, Eastern way, Western way, everything. Let us try and make just a Jew, to try and find out what is the sunnah, the correct sunnah. And make dua every day also. Allah gives me knowledge of ilm, of love of sunnah, ishq of sunnah. And that Allah Ta'ala gives me sahih ilm, the correct knowledge of sunnah. Sahih amal, the correct amal on sunnahs. And then to make deen alive till the day of Qiyamah. Niyat we can make. Our life is short. But till Qiyamah we can make the niyat. And Allah gives. And Allah definitely gives. We make niyat till Qiyamah, O Allah. You make me the means for deen to become alive till Qiyamah in the whole world. All jinn also and all men also. Allah will give us that reward according to that. So Allah give us tawfiq. These are very valuable times, inshallah. So let us appreciate them. Once Muharram is gone, then Safar is the empty month. Now all that, it's an indication also that sorrow should set in. That now this opportunity of making this ibadat. And now today is already, sixth of Muharram. We've only got another 23, 24 days left. So to really try and make the best of it. And these months also, the Ashur-e-Hurum, the sacred month, the ibadat is multiplied, compounded tremendously. And gunas are also multiplied. So try and stay away from all gunas, our negligence in namaz. And those of us who are making namaz, we are also negligent greatly. We are not doing our namazes fully, not in quantity, quality al-amanul hafiz. Our concentration and devotion in namaz, but Allah make us mark. That what our concentration and devotion, but at least outwardly the number of rakats and the postures of namaz, that we can at least correct. How many of us tell our feet have to be four fingers apart, but we are standing with our legs broad apart. And then it must face Qibla. We are facing east and west. First, raising our hands just like this, whereas it should be till the lobes of the ears. and the hands facing Qibla, and then fastening our hands properly, our outward posture, everything else we know. My car, it must be gone for, it must go for service. Machine must go for service. This has to be service. We shout the workers that you know that this thing has to be service. This has to be done. But our namaz, it seems it needs no service. The namaz that we just learned haphazardly from our mother or father going with in a masjid and see how everyone else was making namaz. How many of us didn't learn namaz properly? And if we learned it in the kitabs, one ustad writes, he says, what we see, what we teach the children in the kitabs, in adab, for example, this child gets 100 marks, 100 out of 100. But when we see no adab for the ustad, no adab for the father, no adab for the mother, all that adab, all what we are teaching is on paper. Namaz, we ask him masalas about wuzu, namaz, masalas about namaz, he gets 100. But he's not making no namaz himself. So he's very concerned. Allah has produced such people that there must be some different way that we have to have now, that the actual object is realized. So may Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, guide us towards righteousness, and Allah Ta'ala, the real life is the life of the akhirah, make that our object. Deen is our object, dunya is not our object. The minute we make that, see already the peace and tranquility Allah puts down in the heart. When our direction, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained, once he was traveling, and after a few stations, one person realized he's sitting in the wrong train, in the opposite direction he's going. So naturally he was perplexed, very concerned, worried. Maulana say, nothing to worry about. Next station you get off, you go on the next platform, you take the ticket for that train going in the opposite direction. And then Maulana then said, the minute he will sit in the train, he's gone further away from his destination. But now he's going in the right direction, he's going to find tranquility and peace. So the minute we are on the right direction, today we are in the direction of dunya, the direction of all material things, of imitating the West, imitating other people. Just come on the right direction. So we haven't started really our journey. We have just now started, and see Allah will put that tranquility and peace in the heart. And our past life, all of us are big gunegars. But Allah is most forgiving. The minute a person turns his direction, Allah forgives all that. And hijrat forgives everything of the past. And make hijrat now. Hijrat from our gunas. Hijrat from our wrong lifestyle. And very, very important, don't confine it to ourselves. Think about our families also. My brothers, my sisters. The least we can all make is dua for them. They won't listen to us. They have gone so much. Their way of thinking is very different. They won't listen to us, but du'as we can make. Some sadaqah we can give. Some rozas we can keep for that. And really by this amal, see how Allah will soften their hearts. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.